From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. As U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson prepares to travel to Moscow this week for talks with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, he took aim Sunday at the Kremlin for not preventing the latest chemical weapons attacks blamed on Syria that killed 87 people, including children. Tillerson, appearing on the U.S. program this week, did not say Russia was complicit in last week's attack, but he said he cannot understand why Moscow could not fulfill its role as a guarantor of 2013 chemical weapons agreement designed to remove all chemical weapons from Syria. And U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley says they do continue to see some progress in Syria.
We know there's no easy solution to the crisis that's in Syria, but our focus is to make sure that, you know, we're focused on strengthening the ceasefire. We want to continue to have the backs of our allies, Turkey, Jordan, Iraq, make sure they know that we've got their backs. We want to push towards a political solution, because at the end of the day, that's really what is needed, is to make sure a political solution comes together, and we hope that they'll continue those talks in Geneva, and we hope that we'll continue to see some progress.
Meanwhile, when it comes to North Korea and the Korean dictator Kim Jong-un's ambitions, Mr. Tillerson says there are serious concerns.
The assessments are obviously somewhat difficult, but clearly he has made significant advancements in delivery systems, and that is what concerns us the most.
A South Korean defense ministry spokesman said Monday the deployment of the Carl Vinson to the Western Pacific region was in response to the serious situation on the Korean Peninsula. The president has asked there to prepare them for a full range of options to remove the threat to the American people and the allies and partners within that region, according to Tillerson. This is VOA News. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for bombings at two Coptic churches in Egypt that killed at least 44 people, injured more than 100 worshippers gathered to mark Palm Sunday. The first blast was in the northern city of Tanta, where a powerful explosion ripped through a Palm Sunday service at St. George's Church, killing 27 people there, wounding 78 others. The explosive device was planted under a seat in the main prayer hall. Not long after that, at least 17 people were killed and 41 others wounded in a suicide bomb attack outside St. Mark's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral in Alexandria. After the bombings, the Egyptian president Abdel Fattah el-Sisi declared a three-month state of emergency. He said a series of steps will be taken, most importantly, the announcement of a state of emergency for the 3 months after legal and constitution steps are taken. Sisi said in a speech aired on state television, Egypt's Christian minority, which makes up roughly 10% of the population, has increasingly been targeted by Islamic extremists. 14 months after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia, the U.S. Supreme Court will again have its full bench of nine justices Monday with the swearing in of Neil Gorsuch. The new justice takes two legally required oaths at separate ceremonies. The first is administered by Chief Justice John Roberts in private at the Supreme Court. Then, fellow Justice Anthony Kennedy administers an oath during a ceremony at the White House Rose Garden with President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence in attendance. Tens of thousands of Swedes turned out in Stockholm Sunday for what they called a love fest after Friday's terrorist truck attack killed four people and injured 15. 39-year-old Uzbek man, believed to have extreme sympathies, is under arrest for allegedly ramming a stolen truck into a crowd at a department store. One participant at Sunday's rally told the Associated Press that the fact that the suspect is a refugee means nothing. Police arrested the Uzbek-born suspect hours after the truck attack. He was known to intelligence services since last year, when he disappeared before he could be deported. After his application for asylum was rejected, authorities knew he had pro-extremist sympathies. A U.S. military plane appeared to come unusually close to Air Force One moments before the jet carrying President Donald Trump landed at Joint Base Andrews Sunday. The sighting aboard Air Force One occurred as the presidential aircraft was descending into its home base, located in the state of Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C. Air Force One took no evasive measures, and there was no indication of any danger. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.